according to the secretary, summer rotation wasn't much difference in what they bought or what it was used for. It was all publicity items. However, after I went through the expense for last year, publicity line was barely used in the SGA. It wasn't used to the best of my ability. So a decision was made to get a publicity line to go down to $10,000 for the academic year. The Red Hook Food Pantry.
Right here.
The Red Hook Food Pantry is $1,000 for the year, which was the bill that was written. The scholarship fund is $5,000 for the year. We also changed safe sex and hygiene supplies.
Okay,
so it was just safe sex, but wanted to include female hygiene products as well, meaning tampons and stuff. So the name was changed to safe sex and hygiene supplies so that we could buy stuff like that. Senior send-off stayed the same, senior trips, senior week. Service contract was reduced. Service contract has to do with the copier and the machine and the SGA. And as of now, we barely use, no, we don't barely use, but $11,000 on full stop for the year. We only used only about 7,000 of it, and we are in May. Organization education, that's for the organizations, like about 10,000. Summer rotation was taken out and was taken out completely. Telephones for the year was reduced by $8,000. Wages remain the same. Office directors housing remain the same. Office directors, that's food and gas, was reduced by $1,000. So it was $8,000 for the year, and then it was reduced to $7,000. Officer directors break payment. So that was increased by legislature to $70 every day, and so we increased the line from $25,000 to $30,000 to accommodate the increase. And yearbook stayed the same. So the total for the four was $1,081,000.
That's the real difference.
Capital investment, it came up to $1,106,800. And then for the spring, it came up to $131,500. So everything added up to $1,241,800.
No, I didn't.
For the corporate budget. So that's about it.
Okay, so what's your number?
And then for class one.
How is this happening, Joe?
Class one, we have $247,995 for everything. For class two, according to statutes, it's $40,000 for class two. Class three have $20,000 to them, and then class fours have $5,000 to them, and that comes up to $312,995 for organization appropriations.
Jarrell,
what was summer orientation? Just
asking. Summer orientation was basically in the summer when I believe the SGA. Yeah.
So summer orientation line is meant for all publicity items and all promotional items that are purchased for summer orientation. So we have the table that we do three times a week for July and August, the card that we do the trifold that's on there. Any publicity item you decide to get just for summer orientation.
So there's no line for it at all anymore?
This difference right here is $7,500, but how are we getting $2,500? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Can I talk?
Yes.
I have a lot of notes, but I'll go off of what Jarrell said first. So the summer rotation line is being removed. That's $3,000. And then the publicity line was also dropped $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
So now there's only $10,000 where there was $18,000. Although this year's secretary may not have used the publicity line to her best advantage, don't think we should inhibit next year's secretary from using publicity line items. By removing both summer orientation and dropping the line $5,000. I understand money needs to be made up somewhere, but I think that it could be made up in other spots in this budget, which I did make notes of, but I don't agree with that. I think that the summer orientation line should maybe...
Found it. Found one.
The summer orientation line should maybe stay. and get rid of the 5,000 in publicity, or add money to the publicity line and get rid of, I don't know, I just don't think 10,000 is enough for all of summer orientation and the entire school year.
Noted. Primo, can you run this meeting right now? Thanks. Can you call on the people? Sophina?
I just wanted to point out that moving the summer orientation line into the publicity line was something that Joe requested to do, being that she had to take money from publicity for summer orientation, so just making it one line would just be easier paperwork-wise and things of that nature. So, the reason why summer orientation...
Can I follow up?
Yes.
So, essentially, what she wanted was, and I'm just trying to get it, was for it to stay at 15,000 and add 3,000 to it.
Correct.
And the whole line has now been dropped to 10,000.
Yeah. Correct. This is an $8,000.
Noted.
Yep.
Why does office director break payment and the reimbursement and the housing? I kind of know what it's about.
So the office director break payment is that over the summer, the executive board members live here, so we work 25 hours a week.
Yes.
So we get to live on campus and we get...
You just forgot to add things, so I just fixed it.
For us to live here and work here over the summer for y'all.
I'll tell you in a second.
Yes.
If you don't mind asking, what do you guys do over the summer?
We get ready for the entire school year. The president speaks orientations for 2 months, so there's a lot that gets done over the summer to prepare for the whole entire school year.
Plan an entire conference, do trainings for the... You know, the class directors. There's like a whole list if you want to see. We have what we've done this summer. We've typed out documents of it.
Okay. Conference membership fees went up $500. Can an explanation be provided as to
why? It didn't go up. It was incorrect. It's correct here. It didn't go up.
So it's the same?
Correct. It was a typo.
So. Follow-up, is
yes.
The total still the same?
Correct, because it wasn't reflected in the fall 2019 / fall 2020.
Okay.
It literally should just never have been there because the line makes sense without it.
Got it.
And there also, for reference, there's a typo where it says...
The Red Hawk Pantry?
Correct. The Red Hawk Food Pantry.
So $500 should
up
be
here is correct. It, up here is correct now, yes. It says it shows 1,000 here.
Mm-hmm. So the total...
Is 1,000. Yes. Not 500.
Is the total increase and decrease in zero, and that's why it's not shown on there?
No, the total increase and decrease, and that's what we're trying to figure out over here. So between 1,000, between the last year's budget and this year's budget, there's about $7,500 that has been decreased from the overall budget. However, However, on the total increase / decrease side, it only gives us.
I got
it. It only gives us. 3,500, total decrease.
Somebody's got a calculator. Go ahead and.
So I don't. Sorry. So I don't. I don't know what's going on.
The co-sponsorship line, it has a lot of money in it. Was
yes.
That money all used this year.
Yeah, the spring, we maxed out the spring, I think we left 1,000. And the fall, we didn't tell organizations that they could until about midway, so.
So, can I follow?
Yes.
I understand organizations need money, and that's why they co-sponsor with us, but I would suggest lowering the spring one to match the fall. To compensate for money elsewhere. I'm just really passionate about the publicity line being raised because I don't think $10,000 is enough at all. So you could get $2,500 from the... You could get $2,500 at least from the co-sponsorship line in the spring to implement in the publicity line if you dropped it. So even if it was just $10,000 in the spring.
I would like to say the co-sponsorship line, I think it should stay that much because I know that a lot of class 2, class 3, and class 4 organizations, they don't have the benefits that class 4 organizations have. So it would make
negative.
Their job
okay.
Their life a lot easier.
I got it.
Insurance.
I got it. I found it.
I talk to a lot of other organizations. And class 1 organizations, sometimes they make a part of year, it's better. Overall, they co-sponsor with SGA, that makes it sound better.
I do have a question. Can somebody inform me with the legislative education?
Yes, I will tell you all about it once I fix this line. So legislative education is the conference that's planned. It's also the, what's the word? The SJ 101s that are planned. I just lied to you. I'm thinking of organization education. The legislative education is, for example, when we all went to St. Louis back in the fall for a conference, it also took care of the individual trainings and the purchasings for that. And the conference, the legislative education, so the conference was approximately 24,000. I have all the numbers to show if you guys want to look at that, but that was how much it took to take 20 of y'all to St. Louis free of charge. And that's where that's coming from, and that was a really valuable experience. And I can show you the breakdown. I can pull it up.
I was just asking.
Yeah, but I could if you want. I probably should have done that.
Ariana. For the current executive board members in the room, do y'all use your telephones in your offices frequently?
Yes. When we're there for office hours, yes.
So follow up to that, the money for telephones is absolutely necessary.
Yes.
Thank you.
I just got a question about the Red Hawk Food Pantry. Isn't that the bill that was passed,
correct,
right? This semester?
Yes.
Did we agree on an exact amount of,
correct,
right?
And it was 5,000. It was 1,000.
And then why isn't the fall of 19 and 2019 500?
It would be just mentioned that it was just corrected, the correct ones up here.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, good question.
Evan.
So with the section hygiene supplies, you mentioned it's the hygiene supplies is mostly like, you were saying feminine products. Would it also be like normal product, other products such as like toothbrushes or mouthwash or something?
The name of the line gives it the opportunity to use for such things, yes.
Oh, yeah.
What is the service contracts line used for? Yes, service contracts, but like what?
There's a copier and the machine and the printing thing. So it's a
We
rent them.
We don't own those.
Could we do the numbers again?
The $2,000 allocated for the movie tickets are all movie tickets usually sold by the end of the year?
Yes. Or, yeah. A lot of times we have to what's the word?
Order.
Tell people that we don't have anymore. Sorry. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Sorry, I'm asking so many questions. It's just after adding everything up, like the total is almost $1.6 million, and Vincent said we have about 1.7.
What total?
With the organization's budget and the corporate budget.
So you said the total is what?
About $1.6 million.
Yeah, we have that too. Yeah.
So.
And the overall total is 1.7.
Right. So that makes me feel very uneasy because if there's an emergency or something happens.
That doesn't take into account our unappropriated surplus.
Oh, okay.
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that on this?
Yeah, it's up top.
It says cash on hand.
It's
at the bottom.
No, it's at that second, but it's this one.
The unappropriated surplus.
Yes, I see. Okay.
Is, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's
is one.
Too.
Yeah. Okay. So we do have money in case there's a problem. And I also want to mention that the numbers that we have allocated for twos and threes, like as Marie mentioned yesterday, if you were at that meeting, the class three organizations have only used about 13,000 out of 20,000. And the class two organizations have actually been
10,000.
Yeah. Interestingly, not active. And that's out of 40.
Right.
Allocated. So we have room here that is not being spent in case of that as well.
I just wanted to say my question was to the current executive board members on your opinion of where you could potentially see money getting cut still to add to the publicity line, because I still think $10,000 is not enough and nobody has proposed a solution
for that.
Sarah?
No. Sarah. Are you talking about new or old?
No, I'm assuming it's a current.
Yeah.
Sarah, you want to have an opinion?
All right, so here's the deal. So the money that we're going to get, 1.7 million, 1.715346, from the years that I have looked back at, we do get that money. We do get that money, except that when we are planning the corporate budget, it's very, very good that we stay below that money. It's very good that we don't even budget close to 1 point. Right now, we are really hitting it, and that will be for that, because I plan the corporate budget and the class one budget separately when I shut them together. So that made the increase in every budget go up, and so that's why we are having all these decreases right now. If we were to increase the publicity line by 5,000, that will make our overall spending money 463,300 plus 5,000.
I'm so hungry, Joe. I'm so hungry.
That'll be 468,300. Which will make our overall.
I know. What time is it? Okay. I think I got it.
Which will make our overall budget go up to 1,242,300.
Can you say that one more time, please?
All right. So if we're supposed to increase the publicity by 5,000, that gives a $5,000 increase, that will come up to $15,000. And $15,000 will make our overall budget increase from 1,237,300 will go up to 1,242,300. Which I think the increase is not so bad.
My question is to Charisse. Being the incoming secretary and the person in charge of the policy line, do you think $10,000 is enough? Or
I don't think $10,000 is enough. I think if I were to get at least $12,000, that would be enough. $15,000, I mean, it's okay, but it's not really necessary. But if you were to increase it to $12,000, it'll be better, just to like make the numbers a little bit easier, because if 1.4 hit the publicity line is 15,000, then I can do it like 12,000.
How much was spent on publicity?
Hold up.
Two, I think that scenery can be cut. Because based on the calendar for next year's spring semester, it'll be a short week again like it is, so it'll be 3 or 4 days. So I think you can knock that down a little bit and maybe charge people for, make some change in the way you charge people for what they're doing. Mm-hmm. But I think you can knock that down, bump publicity, and put your legal fees back. Because if y'all get sued, you can't afford it.
Thank you.
My question was for Jill. I didn't know she was here. So I was gonna ask.
I'm missing.
How much of the scenery fund did you use this year?
Right now I don't have the exact numbers.
Of course we don't.
But again, with having a shorter week, the prices are less. So
did you use all of it?
Close to all of it. There's some like last minute purchases that I've made. And then with the senior send-off budget, it's too, like the amount there is too little for the prices of Cartwell's on the 7th floor. So some of the money that's in the senior week is going to be out.
So you want to go get this?
Are you missing? Thank you.
Are you still in this column?
Mm-hmm. So for the
I'm missing
as of now.
That's better.
$10,000 is left.
What are you trying to get to zero?
And the original money was
like these numbers need to be the same as this difference, but it's not.
So we've only used 4,000 of this.
Try it again.
3,000. How much was used?
Everything was used. From orientation, everything was used from orientation.
I'm still focused on overhead because columns are wrong.
I'm just going to overall total. This one.
It's not this.
Yeah, it's this now.
This Sarah and
it's this.
Did y'all use all
so
of the offset expenses?
No, I know. But it's not
this
matching
year,
this column.
I'm not sure exactly much, but I know we use a lot
your
of
increases and decreases.
Gotcha.
Which is important. A lot important. Of the offices got a lot of makeover.
Oh, that's for
like
all
that.
Of them.
That's for, we used it
gotcha.
For all the office spaces.
You tell them and maybe they could try doing
okay.
That.
Legislators, you got to help me out here. Can you go back to the corporate budget? Flip over, well, no, keep your budgets, I guess. But I need you all to do me a favor. So you have a pen? Got pens? Take out your pens. Okay. So can you go under conference membership fees, right? And the total increase in slash decrease line?
The conference fees.
Can you just
about this line.
Yeah. Can you just like no you
conference
move it
membership
over.
Fees?
Oh, it's gone now. It's gone now. It's over there. Yeah. Conference membership fees. Can you just cross it out for me?
The whole one.
No, just the total increase slash decrease column.
500.
Cross it out because it's not being changed. Then can you go down to your insurance? Same exact column, different row. Insurance yearly, and put 5,000 there for total increase slash decrease.
5,000.
Yeah, negative 5,000.
Decrease.
Okay. This is solely for the numbers are not adding up. So I need them to add up before we can move forward because it's incorrect, this document. So then can you go down to publicity yearly and minus 5,000? And again, I don't agree with this stuff. I'm just telling you, I need you to do the math. And then can you go to Red Hawk Food Pantry right underneath it and add 1,000 to the total such increase line?
It's not on here.
Okay, put my number. Okay, so can you fix it there? Go fix it with him. Okay, so now I need you to add up all of those numbers and give me the difference.
Total
increase, decrease, I need the difference. It's a big decrease, but I need there's two numbers that I'm getting here, and they're not adding up.
The problem is that I did the numbers, and it's
I'm holding
it's 2,500, but here it's 13,000, so we're missing $500 that are not accounted for in the total increase in the district.
Anyone get an answer yet?
-8,000. Yeah, that's what I cut to.
Oh no, that's definitely not it. Okay, someone give me another answer. 8,000?
Yes, I'm also.
You're missing 5,000 somewhere.
If you look up
yes,
here, this has the right.
Yeah.
That's 13. Would it be -13 then?
It's 13.
Yeah.
What do you get again, James?
Where is the 5,000?
I don't know what you're missing. Check up here.
Should I share this with Bills?
It's up here, is correct.
Sure. They can have it.
Oh, I found it. Yeah. Great. Yeah. So it's -13.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's 13.
Yeah.
13?
No, definitely not that
one. What's your password for the email?
Which one? The Bills email?
No.
You got 13.
Okay. It's. All right. So now I need you to find the mistake. So we're missing $500.
$500?
We're missing $500, a decrease somewhere there. Can you check these lines?
You said decrease or
it's right here.
Where?
Prompts room.
It should be a decrease.
Wait,
one line
election.
Elections. Election, where?
That's elections yearly.
Oh, yeah.
It's a $500 increase and it's not in the column.
Oh, no, that's good. It should be an increase. Okay, found it. Thanks, guys.
It should be a 5,000.
Yes.
So it should be -8,000.
Yeah. No.
Yes.
It should be
-8,000.
2,500. No, you're missing the 5. We talked about that.
Right. So it would have brought to negative.
It's all right. It's
okay.
2,500.
Okay,
but 12,500. It's 12,500. All right. Now, since we figured that out, we can talk about all the things you want to talk about.
Great.
Should we keep a list?
About all the things we want to talk about?
Yeah.
Why not?
that's what I put in.
Do you want me to write it down? You got it.
Thank God. My head was spinning.
Ariana.
Okay.
And I corrected this before.
So using Julie's suggestion, and after talking to her about numbers, I am suggesting that the senior week line drop to $30,000. The legal fees, the $2,500 is added back.
Wait. I'm going to pause you. Why $30,000?
I'm not finished. It will make sense. Give me a second.
Okay.
The legal fees, the $2,500 is added, and the publicity line goes up to $14,500.
I get that, but my question still remains.
So I asked Jill and Julie, and their suggestion was to drop it to $30,000.
Okay, but the time period for senior week will be the same as this year.
Short.
It's shorter, but didn't Jill just said she's using relatively all of the line?
I'm using most of the line. I'm using the line to cover senior summer. But that $7,000 isn't going to make or break senior week because nothing is like you have to do this, you have to do that. You be flexible with what choices you make, what activities you offer.
Got it.
And what you charge people.
Got it.
So
you're saying the students would be charged most likely
potentially
a higher.
It depends on
what they end up planning.
What you wind
got
up
it.
Doing.
Okay.
And if you know that you have $30,000, you're going to say,
so
I have $30,000, here's what
so
I can
seven.
Do in that frame.
Yep.
As opposed to like, woohoo!
Where
the
are you
money.
Adding
yeah.
the seven to?
So the seven would be split between adding back the money to the legal fees line.
Okay, so the $2,500, so now we're working with $4,500.
The remainder would be added to the publicity.
$4,500 back into the publicity. Publicity would come to $14,500.
The money that they'll make back from senior week and like senior trip and stuff, that goes into the fund? Like
that goes back
fund.
Into those lines to use for like other things. Like the money we're getting from senior trip, we use to buy the shirts for everyone on senior trip.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
They just support
him.
I agree. Okay. All right, I like that. Anyone else have anything else about this document they didn't like? Julie? I'm going to be me again. Sorry, Freeman.
I think that the co-sponsorship line can also be cut because you've given a good chunk of change, a significant chunk of change to some of these organizations, and folks can kind of be more creative and again, do better work with what they've got as opposed to like, don't want web, we'll go to the SGA. I don't want that to be people's attitude. Like, I think if you're, and what I've seen over the last 24 hours is that Class 1's got, especially, got a significant chunk of change. I also just, and this is probably not the space, but, no, I'll say it later. Remind me about enrollment.
Yes. I will.
Yeah, I was
sorry,
gonna,
draw.
I was going to add on to what Julie said. I agree with that, but can I ask an executive board question? Do y'all think it's wrong to kind of limit Class 1's from asking for a co-sponsorship question when it's like, funded one?
No.
Especially after the increases.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, they also have the opportunity. Well, now everyone does. I really think that this line can be dropped drastically, just because we opened up dramatically. That is
yeah.
not say wrong.
Just
drastically.
Okay. Well, you look at numbers
sorry,
for as much as I don't.
Sorry.
So, because now class 1 through 3 are up. Have access to requests from supplemental appropriations and emergency appropriations, which they never had to before. And I think the only thing you know really need is for class 4 to support them for co-sponsorships, because they don't have anything. So I don't think a decrease is going to be a bad idea whatsoever. James.
So I know someone was talking about the insurance line getting the decrease, and I didn't agree with that. So what if we put the insurance line back up to $35,000.
And then take it from the co-sponsorships. I think that's a fine idea.
Can I ask a question?
But let me just, I gotta record these, so hold on. Sorry, Ariane, I will just get that. Okay, so you're, okay. Then you said, who else agrees with that?
I just have a question.
Ariana. I'll repeat it. Ariana.
Why were the insurance fees dropped in the first place? Like, was
there anything?
Can anybody provide?
It's just gonna be Vincent.
Insurance as of now, We spent 15,000.
For the full year.
Well, as of now, yes. That was as of March 31st, 2019.
That's because there were, there's issues right then.
So.
Ariana.
I agree. Putting the money back.
Let me now tell everyone, for people that didn't get that. So James is suggesting we take money from co-sponsorship line, which is, I want to say you're, I would, the problem is spring is historically more heavy for co-sponsorship, so I would probably say decrease it, maybe do two, and then do two, and then you want to make it a yearly line? Yeah, that just makes more sense anyway. And then we could take five from it. All right, let's see. So be 15,000 then, the co-sponsorship line.
And it would be yearly.
And it would be a yearly line, and we'll make all these in a second. You'll see it up here. And then we'll restore the insurance back to 35,000.
Co-sponsorship's getting from the state.
Co-sponsorship's getting 15,000 as a yearly line now.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. How, was it a reason why y'all wanted to up it from last year? I mean, from this
so
year
it's a $5,000 decrease.
For what?
Co-sponsorship
hasn't been touched.
Oh, because it looked like this year it was...
No, see, co-sponsorships, there's no...
Oh, sorry, don't mind me.
Yeah.
Question.
Yes.
So you want to make both of them essentially...
It should just be one yearly line, because you can't really tell whether or not, you know, you're going to need it in one semester. This gives it even more versatility.
I was going to say, because like, you know how you even said, this historically...
And I think the e-board would recognize that based on people that are requesting. They'll historically have requested way more, right, Jill? From the fall to the spring. The spring is just way more they request. I think it's a fine idea. I have them here. Anyone else have any changes before we put this all in there?
I'd like to see the total.
Got it. Yes.
Well, how come was the programming board line was significantly higher in the fall?
Oh, higher in the fall? Just because there's more programming.
Homecoming.
Yeah, homecoming. Typically, they've done. Well, we had a
first Friday. They have
a
community event.
Mm-hmm.
There's just bigger things that happen.
The where that cancels out.
Yeah.
And it allows them to start booking their things. If you all want decent concerts,
so how much are you taking out of senior week?
What?
How much are you taking out of senior week?
Nothing.
Oh.
Okay. Wait, I lied. Seven.
So it'll be 30,000, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then you're putting that $7,000 into publicity?
We're putting 4,500.
Okay.
And then... sceneries were decreasing by 7. I need to reflect that. I'm nervous. And then legal fees is restored 2,500. Actually, just stay the same.
Yeah, it says right, count against that.
All right, so all everyone look up here now because it's going to be reflected here. So you have. Alright, we're gonna go over this all together so we can make sure these numbers are right. Anything else you wanna talk about, discuss? I think this was fruitful. Jarrell?
So I just wanna say that I agree with the changes.
Okay.
That's it.
Julie, Sarah, Jill, Vincent. No, we're good? Alright, so we'll go with the changes and then we'll put it to a vote.
How about we add the money backward?
Because we have to, we're voting on this, we have to make sure this one's.
I'm just.
Oh, yeah, I got it. So we're going to make sure that's A-okay.
I will show you more.
Oh, mine? The story.
There doesn't have to be an increase.
No, publicity. Publicity is just a decrease of 500.
The what?
Yeah. Publicity is just a decrease of 500. And it's 14. And it's 1450 right here.
Oh yeah.
Is that a decrease?
Yes, it did. Look. Because we took 7 and then we broke it into 2500 and 4500.
Oh.
No, is that numbers right?
Sure.
No. 7.
2500?
1 second. Ariana, go ahead, speak.
Why are the water fees cut?
These are the
questions. I was asking you.
Just defer all to the executive treasurer.
Wait, executive treasurer, why were the audit fees cut?
What are audit fees?
Yes.
Audit fees are basically, we need to get audited as a 501c3 nonprofit organization to make sure we're not like pocketing all the money, you know, that stuff.
And the audit fees for last year and the year before that, we received $10,000.
7 for this, 7.
So there's still extra money in that line if it's decreased.
Yes.
Mine's the best you want.
Go ahead.
Is there enough money in the line in case the incoming administration wants to use another company instead of the one that we can use?
Well, that's what we're working on right now. Because I already got a bid from the one we're on Yale Truth.
That's 2500.
That's what
it
is.
But there's another
line
in case they want to use
something
else.
I mean, I want to advise you
somewhat. 5,500.
Is it really? No, it's not.
It's 7,000 minus 16.
So that all adds up together.
What?
Can I just put all these in spreadsheets? I don't have to change it one by one.
Go ahead. I don't care.
Is it? Okay, good. Then we're right.
Yeah.
Okay, that's right.
Sense. Yes.
Yes, sir.
But it's the SGA with nothing.
Just
the
status.
Nothing makes sense.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So the changes we made, let's go over them so we can vote on them, and then we can go into debate and discussion. We'll do your committee report, which is now fake because this is a whole different document that you saw. Okay. So the first thing that Ariana mentioned, it's going to come up, I swear. Ariana mentioned was that we should take the line. I'm just going to highlight it so I can see. So just look up here. Don't look at your things. Was to take the senior week. Senior week right here, and take $7,000 away from it. She said, from taking the $7,000 away from it, we would split it into two lines. We would restore the legal fees. But it's fine now. It's back to $10,000, which was $2,500, right? And then we would take the remaining out of the $7,000, which is $4,500, and put it back into publicity, so that the decrease would only be right here. $500, right? Great. And then we're good, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the insurance, it was decreased by 5,000, but it's been restored. And the money, where did we take that money from? Where did we?
Co-sponsor.
James? Co-sponsorships, thank you. Co-sponsorships, and we made it a yearly line. What does this look like? I mean, in a yearly line, and instead of 20,000 is 15,000. That's the 5,000 came from. And those were the changes, folks.
So the total shouldn't have really changed at all.
It didn't change.
No, the totals did not change at all because we distributed all of the money. So it's still 25. Our budget is being decreased by a total of $12,000. $12,500. Yes. And the organizations have had an increase of $40,000, which leaves about the difference. $35,000, $37,000 that we're increasing. And our enrollment is increasing, though, from the previous semester, so it all should balance out.
Got it.
Woo-hoo. Okay. Oh, no.
It's not that I'm not changing anything. Y'all should keep in mind. I understand that, because I don't. As for the, this is more for the people, this is actually all for the people that are going to stay here and do this for, you know, more than now. Fun fact about the enrollment of institutions in the state of New Jersey and high school graduation. About 18 years ago, people were not having babies as frequently. So over the course of the next 5 years, the number of people graduating from high schools in New Jersey is declining fairly significantly, and so thereby we can expect a decline in the enrollment,
okay,
which will thereby decline the fees that you receive. We need the bodies to pay the fees to give you your money. So things to keep in mind, like when you're like, yep, you get increases, that's not going to be sustainable. So just things to think about as we're making these things. I just feel like y'all need to know that.
Can we do the total now, too?
As you were.
Can we do this number? Oh, it's actually right here. Oh, no, it's right.
Okay, so we need to vote on all those changes. So that was a motion. Let's say Serafina that made that all that motion. Is there a second on Serafina's motion to change all those changes?
Second.
We need 2/3 majority vote in order to adopt those changes. All those in favor? Opposed? Abstaining? Changes have been adopted. Phenomenal. Anything else? And this, we went back into office report. We're not jumping back. Questions for the treasurer? Committee report.
400 unofficial recommendation pending amendments.
Have amendments been made?
Honestly, not what we thought the amendments were going to be.
Great. So questions for the organization? Debate and discussion on.
It's fine. Keep going.
Cut it. Debate and discussion on this bill, G.
The Guns Parents Bill, I just want to say thank you to all of you. This, like doing this, I've gone back and forth on this multiple times, and I just want to thank you for being with me, understanding the process, and coming to a thing that will serve the state government the next year more properly than it was before. So, thank you.
Ariana?
I just want to make a point to next year's e-board and what we're saying for next year. Our class bump budgets this year went up a lot. They
$40,000.
Do not go up that much, if at all. So just be cautious of that. If they're not spending it next year, because that was a lot of money that was added that isn't typically there.
James?
I also want to make a note to next year, whoever makes the Excel sheet, that formulas are a really great tool in Excel that not a lot of people know about. And if you need help, then you can ask.
Plenty of people know.
Great. We'll consult the future attorney general. Jarrell.
I have a question. Was there like a petition that went around and said that class ones need more money? Like what made the budget go up so much?
There was no petition. That is a decision that is made between the president and the treasurer.
Okay. I just wanted to know why.
No petition.
Well,
Ariana.
To be fair, there were 2 new class ones added, so that.
Which only took it, that the number.
No, I'm saying that increased the number
automatically.
$9,500.
So
it increased the number by. But the still remaining, you know, 29,000 is still from the increase of the existing organizations, which is a lot.
Okay.
I think just for next year, like for the class one reps, like me, we just need to be transparent with our orgs and say, like, you can't increase your lines if you don't necessarily need it.
Okay.
Completely need it.
Any? Joseph?
I just want to really say, it's okay to tell an organization no. You really do have to think about the future of this organization. And I think it's one key term that Julie brought up is sustainable. I won't give my personal opinion about it, but I really think all of y'all need to keep that in the forefront. Next year going forward is that term, sustainable, as an organization.
Also, just to add to that, I think the main reason why all these budgets went up for the class one had to do with banquets and food. A lot of them could not sustain the number of programs at banquets because of the price of food. And if you look at the budgets which I looked at, a lot of the class one organizations went way above and had to line transfer into their banquet lines and food lines just to sustain the number of people that come to their events. And also, a lot of these class one organizations have a lot of people come to their events and come to their banquets and stuff like that. So looking at travel and looking at stuff like that, that's why a lot of the increases came from banquet lines. And that should be something that's why I want to question about.
Okay. All right, anything else in debate and discussion on this bill pertinent to the passing of it right now? We can talk about future advice after this. Okay. Seeing none, we need a two-thirds majority vote in order for this bill to pass. All those in favor? All those opposed? All those abstaining? Bill passes. Congratulations. All right, so, Prima.
Motion to withdraw bill number S-2019-028 and 030.
Is there a second?
I can explain why.
The organization's never reached back out to Primo, so they are going to be in grace period next semester. Okay.
Actually, no, neuroscience is, they're in grace period.
Good, so they're not. So media arts mashup will be in grace period next semester.
What were the groups?
028 and 030.
Second.
Great.
Was it because they didn't get back to you by
the advisor? I two follow-up emails.
Yeah.
So I
Primo
also
sent an email.
Nothing.
Yeah, so unfortunately, there's nothing else to do at this point. Yes.
I spoke to her, I'm friends with her, and not one professor in the School of Communication and Media would be their advisor.
Doesn't need to be in that school.
I did ask them.
I know.
I did tell them that we had staff that would be more than willing to advise, and they did not get back to me, so. Media Arts Mashup. Okay. We need 2/3 majority vote in order to withdraw these bills. All those in favor? Opposed? Abstaining? Can we vote again? Everyone needs to vote. All those in favor, opposed, abstaining, bills withdrawn. Okay. Point of information to the sustainability committee, the dynamic ability, the pertinence of these bills to yourselves. Ariana.
I'm not in the committees, but I don't think that these bills should be passed now because the legislature is not going to be in session after today. So I don't really see anybody following through with these after they're passed. That's just my opinion.
Sustainability.
Well, the bill that we were trying to pass was an overall recommendation of the SJ to the university.
Yes.
With something that people are already trying to accomplish on
correct.
The university. So I do think it would be important to pass that.
It would, you think it would be important? I do agree with the plastic bill, the market location and the committee breakfast times. I would hear the market. Let's know. Now considering bill number S-2019-057, plastic bill.
In that the legislature of the Student Government Association, Montclair State University, incorporated that way, the Sustainability Committee would like to Montclair State University to suspend the use of single-use plastic on campus, whereas New Jersey is already on a path to ban plastic and would greatly benefit the university to adopt before it is mandated by the state. Be it resolved that Montclair State University implements a plan to reduce all single-use plastic and requires all vendors on campus to do so as well. Senator Elshin and Santana, Chair of Sustainability, March 27th.
Author support.
Motion.
Is there a second? James, you're now author this bill. Do you have anything in your author's report to amend the bill?
No.
Okay, questions for the author? No questions for the author? Committee report, and you're going to be the committee we're going to.
All right, what's up, everybody? So we met with people on campus who are already trying to implement a ban on plastic on campus. I think it was with the school sustainability. They're already trying to meet with faculty and have to ban. The New Jersey Senate is also trying to move forward with a ban on plastic, and we just want to be ahead of the game and encourage a sustainable community on campus.
Okay, questions for the author again. No questions on this? Okay. Committee report.
300 positive.
Questions for the committee? Debate and discussion on this bill. I did speak with Andrew, who is something of auxiliary services. I can't think of his title right now. And they're already going forth with banning straws from campus, not banning, taking them away, removing the option, because banning sounds like you can't bring a straw on campus. And other items like that. They're actually really working on that. It's actually an initiative from last year's Student Government Association that was now, it's been carried out, I think, to a very cool extent. The way they're looking at compostable utensils and et cetera like that. And I asked them about the plastic bags and how easy that would be to replace them with something else that would be not a single use or to have a different type of plastic, which they are making different types of plastic made of biodegradable plant material. Very cool. So. This is something I spoke about with the director of auxiliary services. That's his title. Okay. Anything else in debate and discussion on this bill, James Rush?
Motion to move back to author's report.
Now an author's report.
Motion to make an informal amendment.
Continue.
In the first whereas, there's a 2 in front of Montclair State University. Can you remove the 2?
Wonderful. Is there a second?
Second.
Removing of the 2. Thank you. Anything else to offer support? Back in debate and discussion on this bill. Anything else in debate and discussion? We love the earth. Great. Seeing that we need a two-thirds majority vote in order for this bill to pass, all those in favor? All those opposed? All those abstaining? Bill passes. Phenomenal. Okay, dining. Answer.
Might as well just pass.
Yeah, okay. Now considering bill number S-2019-048, dining bill market location.
In an act by the legislature of the Student Government Association, Montclair State University Incorporated, our as the Food Advisory Committee, otherwise known as the Dining Committee of the Student Government Association, sees that there would be a benefit to the student body living on Shores Road if there was a dining hall and or market style place, whereas this location, depending on what is dependent upon, will sell foods and necessities such as milk, bread, food, fruits and veggies, pasta, laundry detergent, chili cheese, etc. Be it resolved that the university creates a dining hall and or market location on Shores Road where students can use both their meal plan as well as money to purchase these items, submitted by Jamie Rocker, Chair of Dining Committee, March 28, 2019.
Evan.
A motion to take authorship.
Is there a second?
Second.
Evan, you're now author of this bill. Point of information to the author in the first whereas there should be, and the second, the first whereas there should be an and semicolon.
All right.
And the second whereas, et cetera, should have one period.
All right, so is that a formal or?
That's a friendly amendment.
Motion to make a friendly amendment, put the and semicolon in the period.
Sure. You got that thing? Okay, great. Is there a second?
Second.
Amendments have been adopted. Evan, report.
Like what the bill's about? For students that live on Clove Road, it's very difficult sometimes, especially in the winter when we're expecting all the snow and everything, to get to campus to somewhere like Witch, where we could potentially buy food for ourselves for those for the snowstorm while we're not really able to order food or anything. And if we don't have food, or if we just don't have cars and we have to walk to ShopRite or bike to ShopRite, it's not the safest way to go about it. This would be to allow students on Clove Road to be able to eat on in the same area where they live, like all the students on main campus are able to, as well as be able to buy necessities such as basic food items and basic cleaning items for their themselves in their apartment.
Questions for Evan? James?
Have you spoke with anyone in the administration?
No. James?
Question to you, Emma. Would they have to speak to anyone in the administration?
About adding this marketplace? No. Not in the committee, they wouldn't have to. However, there would have to be like a feasibility issue for this. And right now, there is no space to add this. So last year, if you were part of the legislature, we had someone come in about plans of extending another residence hall. And the idea was to extend it back into Clover, which is a possible location that they suggested. And then when we had this conversation with them, similar to what you did with the student center and the planners, they had suggested that they would potentially think of having something like a dining hall or something small to accommodate the students that were on that side of campus. However, as of right now, this market would probably be a closet, a room. I think anyone in the residence life staff can attest that there is barely any space for them right now. Okay.
Wait.
1 second.
I gotta wait to be discussion,
yes.
Right? Okay.
Okay. Questions for Evan? Committee report.
400 positive.
Recommendation. Great. Questions for the committee? Debate and discussion on this bill. Draw.
As much as I wish that they really would, build a new dining hall, I know as of right now, they're still struggling with space with anything. So that includes a residence hall, because that's a conversation that is happening, that trying to create a residence hall, but it won't even happen no time soon. But even in that sense, like, I still think it would be some time for the, that they will think about even building something on Cold Road with involving food. So, I mean, it could happen, but like, I doubt that's something that they would try to work on as fast. So.
Anything else to be a discussion on this bill, James?
Yeah, I think this might be a good idea to pass the future dining committee so that they can bring it up when the time's right, but I don't think it's gonna happen right now.
Okay, anything else, Jillian? Jill.
So, I attended the student shift there 2 years ago and again this year, and I know this is something that's been brought up multiple times in front of our administration. And again, what's been said, I highly doubt that at this time something might come.
Anything else to debate and discussion? Seeing none, we need a two-thirds majority vote in order for this bill to pass. All those in favor? All those opposed? All those abstaining?
You're freaking kidding me.
That's your job to break a tie.
No,
I'm
not. Is it a tie?
Yes, it's a tie. It's 6-6-0.
So in this case, the vice president will vote. Yes, there's 12 people present.
Could everyone vote?
He has to abstain from the bill. Yeah.
In this case.
Wow, this is like the most monumental thing that's ever happened in the SJA's history. I get to vote.
You're a tiebreaker, madam.
I agree with a lot of the opinions that were said. The bill as it is, how it's written right now, and I don't think we have time to accurately change it to have it reflect what Jill said. I do agree with what you're saying. I'm going to vote negatively on this bill, so it obviously is not passing. So the bill does not pass. Awkward. Okay. Now considering that is the first time in my 4 years at Montclair State University
that you gave your opinion.
That I gave my opinion. That I gave my opinion. I was able to vote. Okay. Now considering bill number S2019-039. Dining committee breakfast, don't do that tie again.
To be enacted by the legislature of the Student Government Association of Montclair State University in Fort Worth, that, whereas the Food Advisory Committee, otherwise known as the Dining Committee of the Student Government Association, conducted a survey and talk to the general student body in regards to the hours of breakfast is offered, whereas the results of the survey show that a majority of the respondents wanted to see breakfast served all day, it resolved that the dining hall served breakfast all day, which would reflect the results received from the survey. So we're going to do the doctor, chair of the dining committee, March
2. Evan.
Motion to take authorship.
Is there a second?
Second.
Evan, you're now author of this bill, have it reflected in the submitted by. Ariana.
Motion to make a friendly amendment and remove the colon, remove the PP after the colon.
Got it. Great. Before we go any further with this, can you retract your motion?
Retract my motion.
That's illegal. I did that. Where are the surveys?
I was brought in with the last bill with the hours of Samson Freeman. It was the form is actually on there. I have it on my computer as well. If you want me to grab that.
That's what
it was submitted to the last time we sent one in.
Point of information to the now author of this bill. If I have those survey results and I share with dining services, would that be fair?
Yeah.
Ariana.
I don't think this bill needs to be passed as the conversation already happened with dining services, so I'm motioning to withdraw this bill.
Okay. Is there a second? Is there a second? Is there a second? No second. Great. So your motion fails. James.
Emma already. Emma and the e-board already talked to dining services about extending hours and implementing new foods and such in the dining hall. So I don't think the conversation needs to happen again with the passing of this bill.
Point of information to the legislature. I did not speak about the breakfast and whether it should be served all day. The conversation that I had was the hours of operation and as well as the possibility of a bill like this nature coming up. However, they spoke to me and they said we do have an option to dine all day for breakfast. So this conversation about what particular that y'all want from this bill is something that needed to be specified, and there's no particulars. Like, I can't say, like, well, they want two sausages at breakfast. Like, I don't, all day. So, great. We need to go into this order. Questions for the author? Evan, report. We already talked, Jamie already talked about this when it was together and we separated the bill, so
yeah.
There's no report needed for that. Questions for Evan? Committee report.
400.
Questions for the committee? Debate and discussion on this bill, James.
Question to the chair. What was the result of the conversations that you had with the?
I mentioned it 3 weeks ago, but basically they talked about the hours of operation. They said they're going to be having a meeting that they would invite the new executive board to have to talk about productivity and things that they can change. Cross-contamination was already one that we brought up. And they also had mentioned that they would look into changing the hours of operation. However, they showed me some statistics about what was accepted, who was swiped in at these dining halls, and it was like 9 people between the hours of 9 and 9:30, and they were like, this is a really big waste of money to extend the hours. But that's still a conversation that needs to be fleshed out with the new executive board. So, yes.
So, like, can I make a point to the new executive board right now?
No.
Never mind.
Yes.
As to this bill, yeah, I don't think the at least the food lot I attend has the capacity to serve breakfast in the way that you intended it to,
mm-hmm.
because they already have all their stations cleared with like the dinner and lunch foods. And the breakfast takes up those spaces, but if you were to have it all day, then you either would get all breakfast or all lunch.
Ariana. Ariana.
Motion to vote on this bill?
Is there a second?
Second.
We're not voting on this bill. All those in favor? She called the bill to vote, which is a motion. All those in favor of this bill? All those opposed? All those abstaining? Bill fails. Okay. Oh, wait, let me just run up there. Okay, everyone. Open forum. Y'all are the real MVPs. You will be getting your gifts. I will be sending that. It's still not coming in yet. He said it's close to 8 o'clock. Jill.
There's also gifts coming in for you guys on Monday. So if you can help come by, you can say
Okay. Jarrell.